Trigger Mortis, written by Anthony Horowitz, with original material by Ian Fleming.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Prologue. It was that moment in the day when the world had had enough. The sun was sitting on the horizon, a soft red glow creeping over the tidewater, while high above, a flock of birds drew random patterns against an empty sky. The wind had dropped, and the afternoon heat had become oppressive, trapped in a haze of dust and petrol fumes. Cutting through the middle of it all, the dark blue Crossley station wagon was suddenly alone, spinning along Route 13, heading inland from the coast. The Crossley was an ugly little car with its overpronounced nose, slab-like cabin, and the rust already eating through the steel bodywork. The driver, hunched over the wheel with his eyes fixed on the road ahead, had bought it for $300 from a salesman who had sworn he would get 40 miles to the gallon and speeds of up to 50 miles per hour, too. Of course, he'd been lying, with the perfect teeth and the friendly smile of every small-town hustler. The Crossley could barely pick up momentum when the road dipped steeply downhill, and here, close to Virginia's eastern shore, the landscape was flat for miles around. The driver could have been a professor or a librarian. He had the look of someone who spent much of his life indoors, with pallid skin, nicotine-stained fingers, and glasses that over the years had slowly sunk into his nose until they had...